Finally, we're going to hear from Don Palmer. Give it up for Don Palmer.
Well, I'm going to say that I should have known my wedding day would be a little unusual, since the only reason my fiance became my wife, had a second or third date, was to talk about Annie Sprinkle, the postmodernist porn star. So that's the premise. We had a lovely wedding. Nobody showed up. Probably should have known better, since our wedding was in Treasure Beach, which is 2.5 hours south of Montego Bay in Jamaica on Little Cove, in August. But we did have witnesses, the chambermaid and the desk clerk. And I got up in the morning and wanted coffee, whatever. Her birthday was the day before, and was purposeful, because that way, if I forgot both her birthday and our wedding day, I'm definitely brain dead. And I may still be that way. But so I get up in the morning and I go to have coffee to get some water, and thinking, what am I doing? And who shows up but Perry Hensel, the man who made The Harder They Come, because his wife owned the hotel he bought for her. So between 8 and 9 o'clock in the morning, I smoke an entire pack of really crappy Jamaican cigarettes, and he talks about conspiracy theory, and he talks me down because I can't leave. I'm 42, never been married. There's no place for me to go because my plane ticket's a week and a half from now. So I'm pretty much stuck. So he says, it'll be okay, it'll be okay. The pastor shows up, minister Church of God in Christ. He wouldn't touch the money. Only his wife could touch money on that spiritual day. I went back to the bedroom. I walk in. What do I get? Here comes the bride. Here comes the bride. I'm like, I'm not ready yet. I haven't showered yet. We have an outdoor shower. I haven't done this yet. I'm not ready. I don't have my suit on, you know. And my wife is lying in bed wearing that tacky lingerie that you untie so you can have sex. And it's playing Here Comes the Bride. And I said, we can't have sex before we get married. She looked at me like, you're out of your mind. So we did have sex. And the chambermaid walked by. And then we go out, and Sally Hensel has outfitted the entire place with all these flowers and everything. We have a lovely wedding ceremony. We were married barefoot on a bluff over the beach. And we were married for better, not for worse. Women of the Church of God in Christ. I thought he would do the man and wife the whole bit, but no, he was very, very liberal in his vows. And then we threw the bouquet. This woman caught it. We played our first song for a wedding dance. It was Joe Texas, Hold On to What You Got. You know, they all burst into song. Dougie, the bartender, the pastor, his wife, the two chambermaids, because they love Joe Tex. I'm like, okay. And we have to cut the cake, which is actually the birthday cake from the day before. But they were happy to have that. Worked out just fine. And then Dougie says, I'll open the bar for you. And the people who caught the bouquet said, we'll buy you a drink. Now, mind you, this place only had 12 rooms at that point in time. You're the only two guests. They buy us a drink. It's 9:30 in the morning. Dougie rolls a spliff. We get stoned. We drink rum. And then the couple is there. We're talking to them about London and various things, because they're from London. And I mentioned so-and-so and whatever. He goes, Shelley Warren with the ginger hair? I said, yes. I'm looking at this guy and this woman. They knew my ex-girlfriend, who my wife knew. The only two guests. And I thought, this makes for a very, very, very weird wedding day when you're talking to friends of your ex-girlfriend.
Thank you, Don. I'm surprised you remember anything from that day.